Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Amidalad, Simon Aleph. So we left off that the Chayyadim says that it's not called Tvila B'tzibur if you daven the Mincha Shemun Esrei while the Tzibur is davening Marv. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in a situation where you'll be able to daven Marv later on with the Tzibur, so you should daven Shemun Esrei of Mincha with the same time the Tzibur is davening Maariv. And Mishnah Berurah says you should daven Mincha while the Tzibur is davening Maariv, and Maariv you'll daven later on. What status does that have in regards to Tefillah? Is that called Tefillah B'Tzibur? So the Mishnah Berurah before, by the case of Musaf and Shachri, said it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. But the source for that Mishnah Berurah is a tzlach, and in the Mosef Dirshu in Siman Reish Lamed Vav points out that from the tzlach itself it's mashma that it's not mamash tefillah b'tzibur, but it has a milah of davening b'shosh atzibur mispalalim, that even a person is not in shul, he's not davening mamash with the tzibur, where there's a mile of davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening. So even if a person can't make it to shul, let's say for example, if he davens at home at the same time that the tzibur is davening, he has a certain mile of tefillah at that point in time. So the tzlach is mashma that here you're davening in the shul, you're davening a different tefillah than they're davening. So you have the mile that you're davening your tefillah b'shosh atzibur mispalalim. However, it's not mamish called tefillah b'tzibur. Rabbi Yamin Zilber, in his Sefer An Chay Adam, so back in Simon, in Klal Yotes, he talks about this question. Do we look at this as being Tefillah B'Tzibur or not? And he suggests that there are actually are two elements and two milas to Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay, so he says that there is that a Tefillah B'Tzibur is miskabel b'yoser, it's accepted greater in Shemayim. The more brings hein kel kabir lo yimos, the person will not be moyes in the Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Tefillah in the individual person, the person might decide not to accept. He doesn't do so with the Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's a second concept that of Rav Am Hadras Melech, that the tefillah is a more chashuv tefillah, because anytime you do a mitzvah in conjunction with other people, it adds a heater to the mitzvah. Bereiv Am Hadras Melech, then when a tzibur does it together, the more people do it together, the greater kavod is to Hashem. Then he throws in possibly one or two more points. There's a general, we find that people are able to be mechaven more with the tzibur. That's not always so, but that's a strong possibility. And then he mentions a Ramban as well. The Ramban at the end of Parsha's bow says that the whole Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria is that we should come together as a tzibur and praise Him and recognize that He's the one who created us and gave us everything that we have. So that's the part of the whole purpose of the Bria, is to come together as a tzibur to do that. So we have multiple advantages which a person has when he has tefillah b'tzibur. So now the question is it possible to say that we gain some of those advantages in this situation where you're davening a different tefillah than the tzibur, even if we do not gain all of those advantages? So he wants to suggest that the idea that there's a Rav Am Hadras Melech process taking place, but that we're coming together with that you're getting more kavana, so of course you're getting more kavana. Um, but the mila of the tzibur is, you're part of a tzibur, which is davening, that's increasing the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's arguably that you're still doing that. But he wants to argue that the Bresham is not moyes the tefillah of a tzibur. Since you're davening a different tefillah than what the tzibur is davening, you will not have that mila of tefillah of a tzibur. So maybe we could explain that it has some advantages of tefillah b'tzibur, and maybe he says that's what the slach means, that it's called, it has the maila b'shosh ha-tzibur mispalim, you're davening the same time as the tzibur. Over here doesn't just mean you're davening the same time as the tzibur somewhere else, you're davening the same time as the tzibur with the tzibur. So some advantages you're going to have for the kavana element and the part of that you're part of the tzibur, like the Ramban says, that idea, the Rebbe Hadash Melech you have, but the Mila of the Bershom is, as it were, promising that he's going to accept your tefillah. That would only apply if you're davening the same tefillah as the tzibur is actually davening that point in time. If you have an option of davening Marv later on, so daven Mincha with the tzibur, while they're davening Marv, you'll gain something, and then you'll daven Marv with the tzibur later on, so you've gained Marv with the tzibur totally, and you've gained Mincha with many milas of tefillah b'tzibur, albeit not all of them. So that's an interesting suggestion. Tomorrow we will continue on, or not tomorrow, after Yom Tov, we will continue on going weiter in the Chayyotim. Have a good day and have a good Yom Tov.